USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hospitals are getting paid more to list patients as COVID-19 and three times as much if the patient has to go on a ventilator. Senator Dr. Scott Jensen from Minnesota said the CDC is encouraging American doctors to overcount coronavirus deaths across the United States. Dr. Jensen also disclosed that hospitals are paid more if they list patients with a COVID-19 diagnosis.
Hospital administrators might well want to see COVID-19 attached to a discharge summary or a death certificate. Why? Because if it's a straightforward garden variety pneumonia that a person is admitted to the hospital with, if they're on Medicare, typically the diagnosis-related group lump sum payment will be about $5,000. But if it's COVID-19 pneumonia, then it's $13,000. And if that COVID-19 pneumonia patient ends up on a ventilator, it goes to $39,000.
This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there's just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
North and South Korean troops exchanged fire along their border, the first such incident since the rivals took unprecedented steps to lower frontline animosities back in 2018. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said it is believed that North Korea's firing was unintentional.
We can confirm, at least the initial reports are, that just about right, a handful of shots that came across from the north. We think those were accidental. South Koreans did return fire. So far as we can tell, there was no loss of life on either side.
The exchange of fire came a day after North Korea broadcast video of its leader Kim Jong-un reappearing in public after a 20-day absence amid intense speculation about his health. Some Texas businesses, including restaurants, malls, and movie theaters, began to reopen in response to Governor Greg Abbott's decision. Major theater chains are remaining closed, but some smaller theaters have chosen to reopen with heightened security measures. EVO Entertainment CEO Mitchell Roberts said the plans to reopen two of their theaters with airport-style security check-ins will happen on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With bars, breweries, and restaurants around the country closed during the coronavirus pandemic, retail alcohol sales are soaring. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
I drink alone. Analytics firm Bump Williams Consulting says beer sales were up more than 20% between March 8th and April 19th, coinciding with when governor's stay-at-home orders started to take effect. During the same period, wine sales were up by 30%, spirit sales by 40%, and hard seltzer sales skyrocketed over 330%. The obvious reason? The American public is suddenly eating and drinking mostly at home. Vice president of the firm, Dave Williams, says the sudden change in consumer behavior has also injected some new life into some legacy brands that had seen sales declines in recent years. Busch Light, for example, saw sales increase about 44% since the quarantine measures in the United States began. I'm Chris Vaughn.
An Amazon executive has said he quit his job at the online retail giant to protest the firing of employees who spoke up about the conditions inside the company's warehouses and its record on climate change. Tim Bray, a vice president, wrote in a blog post that he left his job last week in dismay after Amazon fired several workers who publicly criticized the company. He said the firings were evidence of a vein of toxicity running through the company's culture. Amazon has declined comment. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.